Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is, what difference does a year make? When you set goals, how long do you set them for? Typically goals, especially ones with training and nutrition, there are daily must-dos, so things you have to do every day. And you aim to do them each day, but for how long? Often when we set a goal, we have steps we take and usually a time frame in mind. But too often we analyze the process every freaking step of the way. We have the end date, but each and every day you feel the need to reconvince yourself to do the daily things. But why? So, I was thinking through with a client of mine earlier today. We were thinking about different goals that we had set in our life. And I was thinking about my own. And I remember when I first started my journey, I started on my 15th birthday. So a friend of mine in school had called me fat, and I recognized he was right. So I was fat, and I didn't like being called something that I didn't like. I didn't like having a negative attribute that could be true of me. So I was like, well, this is bullshit. I'm going to go ahead and change this. So I had really no knowledge of physical training or nutrition or anything like that. And the first thing I thought of was, I'm going to do 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every single day. Now, I had no clue that working out itself didn't build muscle. So I thought if I did push-ups, my chest would grow, and if I did sit-ups, my belly fat would be gone. So that's hilarious that I thought physical activity in one area would make muscles bigger, but in another area would make them shrink. So who knows what the heck I was thinking. But that was the idea. I thought doing 250 push-ups every day would make my chest and arms huge, and I thought doing 250 sit-ups every day would make my belly fat melt away. Well, I wasn't right, but I did do a pretty good job. So I only missed 10 days in the whole year, and 7 of those were on a Boy Scout trip where I was too embarrassed in front of my friends to do the activity. So outside of that 1 week of a Boy Scout trip, I only missed 3 days the entire rest of the year. Now, I've also done other goals where I tried to train every single day for a whole year. I've done that multiple times in my life, and the first one was when I was 16 years old. My parents had got me a weight set for like a combined birthday and Christmas gift, and I told myself I'd work out every single day, and I did. So I didn't always get to do the weight set because we went on family trips and whatnot, but it was always push-ups or sit-ups or something. There was always something every day that was dedicated towards physical activity. And I did it every single day for a whole year, and I've done it a couple times in my life. And I remember when I was younger, I think around 18 or 19, I had read an article where a bodybuilder drank a gallon of milk and ate a whole chicken every day. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm going to get a chicken every day, but drinking the milk sounds kind of easy. Like, I could probably do that. So I set a goal to drink a gallon of milk a day. Yes, a whole gallon of milk every day. And I did that for 2 years. I never missed a single day in 2 years. That is a lot of milk. I've also set many like 3 month and 6 month goals. Like I set a goal once for 3 months to run a mile every day, and I'm not a good natural runner. Oh my gosh, I hate running and it's horrible to my body. I was not made well for it. So I did it. I ran a mile every single day for 3 months. I've set goals of only eating certain foods every meal of every day because I thought it would be a good mental discipline. It would help me lose weight. So I remember I ate brown rice and ground chicken, and ground turkey. So brown rice and ground turkey, I ate every single meal 5 times a day. I did it every single day. I think it was for three, like, how? That was a long-ass time. It was well over a month. It might have been, even longer than that, like maybe 8 weeks, maybe 2 months or something like that. But even to this day, I will never eat ground turkey. That was horrible. Oh, my gosh. So, and I've set goals to lose 50 pounds in 10 weeks or less, and I've done that 3 times in my life. I actually lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks once. I've lost 70 pounds in 10 months. So where my goal is in process of that 10 months, I was supposed to eat 2 pounds of chicken every single day, and I did. So I remember I'd have to get the chicken from a restaurant through one of the clients and members of the gym. But I ate 2 pounds of chicken every single day, and also I had 6 a.m. cardio every single day for those 10 months. And some days I'd have to get up earlier if I was going on a trip or traveling. I'd get up at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock if I had to get that cardio in. But that was the goal, is I had to do cardio every single day And the challenge was doing it in the morning when I'm not naturally a morning person. So I could have kind of fudged it and got it in late at night, but that's bull crap. That wasn't the goal. The goal was to be uncomfortable and see if I could toughen up. So for 10 months, I lost 70 pounds by eating 2 pounds of chicken a day and doing cardio every single day. Ugh, that was not a fun 10 months. So, and I remember in the process of that, like during some of that time, I got injured. And I had a hurt a disc in my back. And I remember I had to crawl. It'd take me probably 20 minutes to crawl into my car. I'd drive to the gym, crawl out of my car, go into the gym, grab the sled, push and pull the sled around for 20 minutes, crawl back in the car, drive home, and I'd have to call off work because I was in too much pain from that one event. So, but I still got it in every single day. And I've had back pain from some muscle tears and a disc injury before, where I had back pain all day, every single day for 14 months. It hurt like hell to sit down, to stand up, to grab weights for clients. Every single day for 14 months, my back hurt. But I never missed training. I never missed client work. So during that part. So you just show up and you do the goals every day. So I remember I had a goal once where I was doing cardio on a step mill. And it was absolutely miserable, but I felt myself starting to become mentally weak and starting to try to avoid it. So I said, screw this. I'm just going to do cardio until I pass out. And I literally passed out on a step mill and woke up on the floor behind the step mill. And that's what you got to do sometimes. Sometimes you got to see what you can handle. So I once gave up ice cream for a year, actually voluntarily, because I didn't like the sense of starting to lose control over it. So I'd start to have like ice cream every freaking weekend. And so even though I was dieting during the week, I was kind of losing control, and I'd have a pint or two or three of ice cream on the weekends and blow my diet. And I started saying, this is bullshit. You know, I'm losing control to this stuff. So I just said, fine, I'm not going to eat ice cream for a whole year. If I don't know how to control it, then screw it. I don't deserve it. So I kind of gave up ice cream for a whole year, and I did well with that. And recently I've taken on a personal life goal. And it's something that I want to address every day. And I'm going to do it every single day for a whole year. And that's kind of what the initial conversation was with my client. We were talking about that kind of goal, like a goal of a whole year. And when you hear some of these aren't even all of them. So when you hear some of these stories and some of these goals, I'm certain that some of you are going to think I'm completely insane, and partly because I am. But what I want everybody to take away from this is, what the hell does one year, really matter? So when I set my recent goal, I thought to myself, I've tried it the old way. I've tried it, quote unquote, my way for 35 years. If after this 1 year, I don't get the effect I want, I can go back to doing it my way for another 35 years. But this 1 year, if I live the way of this new goal, what if I make this change? And I really give it a try. What if by making this 1 year fully disciplined, it actually saves me the next 35 years of my life and truly lets me live the life I've wanted? What difference can 1 year make? In retrospect, decades from now, you know, and I'm 60 or 70, if I'm lucky enough to get there, hopefully, I'll look back on, and 1 year is not going to, it's almost like you're not even going to barely remember it, barely recall it. It's kind of a blimp on the radar. It's something you won't even notice. But this 1 year also could be what makes all the difference in my life. So 1 year, when you look back at it from decades from now, it can make no difference. Or it can make all of the difference. So when you set goals, we all decide on daily steps, things we can do in the short term to help us reach that goal. And we typically decide on a timeline. And then we just need to do the damn work. If you analyze every single day whether you should or shouldn't do those small steps, you'll make mistakes, you'll cheat, you'll take the easy way out. You'll keep doing what you've probably always been doing and what you've been doing until now. It's taking the easy way out, starting goals, fizzling out, going back to your bullshit ways of doing things, and not being happy. Going back to the same comfortable unhappy. That's where you're living. Why? Why the hell would you live there? Just put your head down and do the damn work. Go from start to finish, hammer away at the work every single day. Just do what you're supposed to do. Accomplishing goals does take daily efforts, but it's not a daily decision. You do work every day, but you do it for the whole damn time. And then you decide whether you want to continue or not. It's not a daily decision. You make the decision the first damn day, and then you just do the work. So you must let a goal develop. You must let results gather momentum. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are your muscles. And neither will your ass melt off in a single day. You have to give it time. You have to put in the work. Make a decision to commit on day one. Commit to the goal, not the individual work. Commit to the goal. Make that decision on day one, and then don't make a decision ever again. You just do the work. When you decide on a goal, you decide on all things that it takes to get there. Don't make daily decisions based on each individual task. You made your decision on day one that that was your goal. You now are going to stick to it until you see it to the end. So you may set a goal for a year, or maybe just 6 months, or even 3 months, or 1 month. Whatever your time frame is, just commit to doing the work. The effort put in during this time may make no difference whatsoever. And if so, you can go right back to your normal life. But this time may change the rest of your life. Isn't that worth the chance? Isn't that worth the work? Give yourself a chance to succeed. Set the timeline, make the decision then, and stick with it. Make a choice to commit on day one, and then there are no more choices. You just show up each day and you do the work. So what difference does a year make? It might make all the difference. Stop living in your comfortable unhappiness and get uncomfortable and risk being happy. That's what you know you want. Put in the work. Give yourself a chance to succeed. If it doesn't work out, you'll be back to your comfortable unhappy anyhow. But if you put in the work every day, you give yourself a chance to succeed, you may just succeed. And you may become happy. You may reach that goal. Okay? So make a decision day one. Set out the steps. Set out the game plan. Decide on the timeline. Make a decision day one and just do the damn work. Okay, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the information, you can sign up to become a patron of the podcast by donating $10 or more per month to the podcast, which helps kind of keep this thing up and running. And for your donation, we'll send you exclusive monthly content, including training programming, training information, nutrition, and mindset and lifestyle information. And it's all new information not available on our social media pages or on the podcast, so it's exclusive to this offer. If you'd like an example of what that monthly content would be, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll send you a sample. You can sign up to become a patron directly on the Podbean app, send us an email, or do a Google search for Become a Patron Brutal Iron Gym Podcast. Cool. Now, if you like the podcast, please don't forget to share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, and we want to know what you want to learn about. You can reach us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.